STMB Radio 1, this right here is Mac Ring. Check this interview out.
What's up, bro?
What's up with it?
Bro, who is you, bro? You look so familiar, man. Enlighten me, man. Enlighten me.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Mac Ring. SupportTheMusicBlog.com. You know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mac Ring, representing West Oakland. Artist as well as a radio host. I do a lot of things, mentor young artists, man. Learn, know how to read music, teach you how to read music and everything. So,
shout out that radio station you're talking about.
94.1 KPFA, Sideshow Radio, man. Check us out every Friday night from midnight to 2 o'clock in the morning. Spinning the hottest stuff you never heard.
Oh, that's dope. So I'm curious, so as far as the community or whatever, you know, radio station, you teach folks, you can write for folks and everything, right?
Right.
So, like, have you been doing anything recently to, like, give back to your community or anybody's community?
We do every year we have a 4th of July barbecue or whatever for the, then we do veterans, we do Halloween, Christmas at Lafayette Park. I'm a big sponsor of anybody who's doing something in the community. I'm always there. Actually, I'm doing something with the revenue this weekend, backpack giveaway at the Fernery Park. I sit on a panel for the West Coast Hip Hop Awards show, which will be out here August 5th at the Scottish Rite Convention Center. Over 200 artists in there. So, you know, I got a lot of stuff going on. Dropped a couple of albums this year.
How long you been doing this?
I've been in, as far as music.
As far as the industry, period.
Oh, man. Actually, my first project was 1996 Eddie Murphy movie Metro. I'm on a song with Dangerous Dame called Just Another Lick. So that was like 96. So I've been a member of ASCAP and BMI since 96.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been in it. I'm a dinosaur, man. I just look young. I drink from the fountain of youth. That's what's up.
So if there's a young person out there trying to follow your footsteps and get into the industry, maybe you want to broadcast or maybe you want to rap. I don't know what you want to do, but you do so much and you want to be involved and be like you. Two things. One, how would he contact you? And second, what type of advice would you give him?
First thing, to get in contact with me, you can reach me at MacRemusic, MacReemUsic at gmail.com. And you can reach me on Facebook at MacReem, MacReem, or Instagram, MacReem18. And my advice to any young artist coming into this industry, first thing first, I'm going to tell you like this. Before you even make a song, get your paperwork done. First thing, a lot of artists come in here and they hot and they got music and they can flow. It ain't about that. If you really serious about this business, then treat it as a business and get that paperwork done first. That's my first advice to anybody who I mess with or whatever. Any field that you in, have access to whatever you're trying to do as far as business, lawyers, whatever. Whatever you're trying to do as far in this game, I can help you with that. But you have to want to do that and be business minded. And that's about it.
Man, I can dig that. Well, I see we out here doing what we doing out here. Explain to me where we at, man. Tell
right
me where
now,
we at anyway.
Right now we at Lowell Park right there in West Oakland.
West Oakland, West
Side. Yeah, we at Lowell Park. You know, this was another place they used to have. They used to hold hip hop on the green here sometimes, as well as Rabunde Park and as well as the Fermi Park where the Panthers always be at. So right now you're in the historical park, man, called Lowell Park. West Oakland was is a big Victorian houses, man, and it's always been a good value property here. And right now what's going on is gentrification is really, you know, is really taking over a lot, and it's due to us not being fundamentally sound in what we should do as far as buying for our community and keeping our property, you know. So what we gonna do now is try to figure out a plan to get it back. That's it. That's all we gonna do is figure out a plan to buy it back, you know. The world is right now is in a crisis. You know, we got a clown for a president who's really trying to send us to war, and he's treating the White House like an episode of The Apprentice, firing everything. So you don't have no structure. You ain't gonna never have no structure. So we'll just see what's going on. But as far as my young youth, just pay attention to what's going on around you. This is the era of truth and knowledge that's going on. So, you know, upgrade. educate yourself and get a little more into reading and exploring and doing a little more research and finding out the truth about things.
Now I got to ask you another question. You told me about the radio station. Now I'm curious what's in your tape deck and your car are at the house. What do you listen to personally? And no disrespect to no artist that isn't featured or nothing. I just want to know what you personally like.
Right now, I was actually listening to the Ali soundtrack.
Okay.
It's a song on there called Tomorrow. You know, I really don't understand the words, but I kind of understand the words because music is a voice itself. Instruments is a voice itself. So you feel a vibe. You know what's going on. So you might not understand the words, but you feel where they coming from.
What about what do you feel about this era they're calling it mumble rap now? And I'm wondering is that legit or what?
Like, I'm an old head.
Right. Yeah.
And this is the honest to God truth. I'm an old head. And you know, my time came, went, came back again. You know, so I don't too much mind what they doing. If somebody's out there, if it's a customer out there for that, then by all means get your money. But a lot of old heads who knew what it was before social media, like myself, and the grind, it's word of mouth. You had to be out selling the trunk. You had to be in these places. You couldn't just be behind a camera and drop something and then you the hottest. You had to be in these trenches out here, and they had to know your name. And you know, now it's just so everybody's an artist now, and it's crazy. And real artists and real music get overlooked. So I'm not mad at mumble rappers or whatever, but it's all art, and that's what I appreciate about hip hop: the art of it, the love of the art. Just that's one thing you can never let die: is the culture of it. So, and it's all about love and art. See, music. One thing people don't know: music was built like what it was communication. When they start, we was really giving messages in them songs back in the day. It was really game in them songs. It wasn't just up here for a good tune. And no, we was really giving game. You know, the brothers in the East Coast was telling you how it is and how they got down, and the brothers from the West Coast was doing the same thing. You had to really listen and decode the messages in there. And now it ain't. Everything is so blatant and blunt. You know, it's like fuck you and I'll kill you. And now it ain't no, you know, it ain't none of that. And what these youngsters need to do, one more thing. Any artist that's going to be in this game, you got to study Motown. Just study Motown. It's a gazillion artists on there, and they wasn't funking off nothing, and everybody had a bag.
Yeah.
Everybody. Now, you tell me that. Now, so you can't say it can't be done, and that's black. That's black. Black owner, that's black. So let's get back to that.
That's what I'm all for.
All right, well, once again, man, I appreciate you. Thank you for your time. I'm definitely going to get an update in a few months to come, you know, so we can stay active with and in communication with each other. Once again, I thank you. SupportTheMusicBowl.com. Your name, city, and your URL, everything, once again, is?
Mac Ream. You can find me at Mac Ream Music, MacReemMusic @gmail.com. Find me on Facebook, Mac Ream. Find me at KPFA Side Show Radio from midnight to 2 o'clock in the morning every Friday. So, I mean, I'm around, man. Plus, just come ask about me in the hood. I'm out here. Ask about me. I'm out here. For real.
Well, I don't appreciate it, y'all.
All right, you have a good one.